This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get it on a Wednesday.
I'm loving it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday!
That's right. You hear that sound, or you know the Fesco and Dusty Wednesday poll is up on X on the Fan 965. Go ahead and follow it if you don't already, and you can vote. We ask you this question. Who would you rather see come back for one more year? Salvador Perez with the Royals, Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Currently, Travis Kelce is losing. Salvador Perez has 53% of the votes. Travis Kelce, 47.
I like your idea of if we took this in like week four of the NFL season and Travis already had like 300 yards and four touchdowns, where the voting would be. Because you're at the end of the baseball season, right? Going into the postseason. You've got football a full month in. I would like to revisit this poll when we have football season to see like, and I'm serious, like week four of the NFL season, just as baseball's entering that final weekend, you know, like that final Wednesday of September, revisit this poll and say, hey, we asked you guys this about a month and a half ago, and Salvi won, right? He's winning right now, and I just don't know if it's prisoner of the moment type stuff or everybody's just resigned to the fact that this is Travis's last year. But it's not a, are you resigned to the fact? It's like, who do you want for one more year? Is it Salvi or is it Travis? And I'm taking Salvi because he's got the team option and Travis doesn't, because I can't pick. It's like, who's your favorite child? I mean, I'm not answering that question because I don't have an answer for that question.
Who would your answer be, Dusty?
I think I would go with Salvador Perez.
Okay, same here.
Because I think this is, from what we've done and what we've seen and what we know from Travis Kelce, this could be it. And I think this is the best chance of him going out. We heard Patrick Mahomes and Kay Adams say this is maybe the best team that they've ever had. Go win it all. Go to a 4-straight Super Bowl. Win your 4th. Retire in a blaze of glory. Marry the girl. Run away into the sunset. Live forever in Cleveland.
I mean, that's everybody's fantasy land right there, except for the Cleveland part. Like, who's willingly choosing to live in Cleveland?
LeBron James. He didn't even live there.
He didn't even live there.
But three responses. Got to be the guy more likely to take home silverware, surely.
Silverware?
Yeah. From another response.
From the 1587 steakhouse? Like, yeah. Silverware.
From another response, it would sting more if the Royals go on a run without Salvi. He deserves to be part of this team's success for as long as he wants to, in my opinion.
That's a good take.
And then the last one says it's Kelce because he's more likely to be the reason another title comes to Kansas City. So a house divided, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, how you doing?
That's what we're saying to Peyton Manning, because obviously Peyton had a conversation the other day about, you know, winning Super Bowls and all this sort of stuff. And I think the thing when you talk about Sean Payton and what he's done with the Denver Broncos, and I thought Colin Cowherd made a great point. I know I watch it almost every day that I get home because it's on at the same time that I'm at home. And he talked about maybe the underrated stuff that Sean Payton's done. That team was basically bankrupt. Then Walmart bought him. They gave Russell Wilson all that money. That was a disaster. They brought in Sean Payton. He showed no shyness towards Russell Wilson, I believe, in the first game that he had in a preseason game last year. He was playing Arizona, and Russell Wilson was in with 2 minutes left in the first half. So that was more of like a, hey, dude, you're not my guy, but go prove to everybody else you can be that guy. The Giants took a flyer on him, and we'll see how he does there.
With Pittsburgh last year.
That's right. Completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
And
so did Pittsburgh.
This was Sean Payton talking about Super Bowls with Kay Adams as she was in Denver.
That first team meeting was, hey, I don't want to be uncomfortable or fazed at all by discussing what it's like to play in the Super Bowl, what it's like to win a division. And make no mistake, and with all due respect, what Kansas City's been able to accomplish has been remarkable. So there's a tremendous amount of respect there for their run. And so I've always in this league thought of the three goals is win your division, best seeding possible, win a Super Bowl.
Those are your three phases.
And I just think that, yeah, on a near, like, and then I would say for us, like, more specifically, is starting fast this year. You know, we didn't back 2 years ago. A year ago, we started 0-2 and then bounced back. But us starting fast at home and not putting ourselves in a hole where maybe week 16 could be played for something differently than it should be because of your start.
It's interesting comments because I know people probably roll their eyes when he talks about Super Bowl. You're the head coach of an organization. You better be talking about Super Bowl, even if your team is ready or it isn't ready. That has to be the goal. I mean, Dick Vermeil's whole philosophy was the main thing is the main thing. And that was always the Super Bowl trophy. And that's what you're always going for. If you're in Major League Baseball, it's winning the World Series, the Stanley Cup. You get how it works. And so I like the fact that he is talking about Super Bowl for the Broncos. But let's think about this really out loud, guys. Denver, when you start thinking about the best teams in the AFC, they could potentially be a top five team. I'm not putting Cincinnati up there anymore just because Dan Orlovsky says Joe Burrow has nice eyes. I'm not putting – they need to earn it. They need to earn their respect back as one of the best teams in the NFL or in the AFC. And when you start looking at the balance of power in the AFC and who the top teams are, Kansas City, Buffalo are 1-2, and there's no argument there, right? Mm-hmm. And then you start to think about Baltimore being as one of the top, you know, teams in the AFC. Who's then after that? Denver may be a top five team in the AFC. They're in the playoffs last year. Super Bowl winning head coach who's in love with his quarterback. Like, that's a Taylor Travis type relationship going on out there in Denver, folks.
Well, I don't think that.
I mean, it is. That is a Taylor Travis type relationship going out there with Bo Nix and Sean Payton. And they got a badass defense. Denver should be considered, I believe, one of the top five teams right now in the AFC. Maybe even a top four team right now in the AFC. Because I'm not sure who I put at number four in the AFC.
Well, it's not, you know, Jets, Patriots, Dolphins.
No.
So there, gets rid of that. You know, AFC South, you go. It's not Titans, Jags, Colts. So
it's
great.
Probably not even Houston at this point in time.
That would be. I would maybe put them at five or six.
Yeah, but
they're not ahead of Denver right now.
I don't know.
And then Cincinnati, you mentioned. I'm definitely not putting Pittsburgh, and I'm not putting Cleveland, obviously. So, yeah, it's Cincinnati and Houston are even the two ones that get a conversation
right.
to be ahead of Denver. And I think you're right, Bob. They got the defense. They've got the coach. And 4-1 season, from what we saw last year, their quarterback is more than competent.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is their schedule is quite easy for the first seven games.
Okay.
They've got two big ones. And outside of that, they should be 5-2.
Who do they have?
So they start off at home against the Titans.
Nice.
Gotta win that game.
They go on the road the next week to the Colts.
Gotta win that
Damn,
game.
Damn, okay.
God. And who do we have? The Chargers and Eagles out of the gate.
And Brazil and then an Arrowhead.
Right.
Nice.
You want to tell me this isn't a made-for-TV league? Denver, you can go take care of, you know, the nobodies in the first 2 weeks of the season. Chiefs, we're going to give you everybody in the first 2 weeks of the season.
They get their first division game at the Chargers in week three, which they will still be beat up because Najee Harris is probably not going to be ready by then. They said he might be ready by week one, but we don't know.
He practiced yesterday,
I guess. He just now started to practice. We know their left tackle's out for the season.
They have more injuries right now. I mean, sorry, not sorry, but
it's rough.
You know.
Then they play the big one on Monday night. It is them at home versus the Cincinnati Bengals.
Whew.
So there will be your decision.
That's a balance of power game.
There's your decision of who's the fifth best team in the AFC.
Who are you rooting for in that game?
Cincinnati.
Yeah, I want to win the division. Yeah, you have to root for Cincinnati.
I don't play Cincinnati this year.
Right.
Let the division lose
for sure.
So you can get that one seed as close
as possible.
And I think
Cincinnati are the biggest frauds on planet Earth. But you got to root for Cincinnati.
So Denver gets home against Titans, at Indianapolis, at Chargers, home against Cincinnati. And then they go to Philadelphia.
Ooh. Okay, so that's a tougher 3 week stretch.
And then you're ready for this? At Jets, home against the Giants, home against Cowboys.
Damn.
Those are their first 10 games. That's their first 8 games of the season. 6-2 with a real threat. And then you don't play the Denver Broncos until November 16th at home.
I'd rather have that as the back end of my schedule than the front end of my schedule. Now, obviously,
that's basically the Chiefs and Broncos are flipping.
Yeah. You can obviously make hay early on, but I'd rather get the tough opponents out of the way. You know, it's not who you play at times, it's when you play them. And playing tougher opponents earlier in the season to me is a better thing because they haven't figured themselves out yet. You know, you're still riding the high of last year. Like, getting the Eagles week two is really good. Having the Eagles in week 10, I mean, like, they've probably got things figured out. They know what they're doing. They're still riding high. They're going to be emotional coming in here to Arrowhead Stadium and all that kind of stuff. So you're getting them at a really good time, I think.
Stop talking. Shut up. Because you don't know football. You don't know football. You don't know this team. You don't know Patrick Mahomes.
There you go.
What was that?
Somebody's given him a microphone over the last couple of days. He's hot, baby.
Yeah. Coming up next, Kristen Lapis will join us, the director of Chiefs Kingdom on ESPN. The first two episodes come out Thursday at 8:00. The rest of the series will be available all at once on Disney Plus. We'll talk to Ms. Kristen about this Chiefs Kingdom documentary that had Mac and Bob both sobbing on episode 2 here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Training camp coverage on 96.5 The Fan is brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. As you wait for football to start, there are so many things you can dive into to kind of get you to that level of excitement for football. One of those will be coming out on ESPN Chiefs Kingdom. We are now joined by the director, Kristen Lapis, of that wonderful documentary. Kristen, I got to ask, one, thanks for coming on the show with us today. Two, how much fun was it making this?
Oh, my gosh. It was like a once in a career
opportunity working with these guys over the course of the 2024 season. You know, the access that we got to a program that has been historically pretty guarded about letting, cameras in their locker room and on their field. So dream opportunity, got to know the guys really well. And I walked away having a real respect for what they're doing in Kansas City.
How did this idea come to fruition? Did the Chiefs approach you guys? Did you approach them? How did this all come together?
Yeah, it's funny. So I work for a production company called Words and Pictures, and our CEO, his name is Connor Schell. He created 30 for 30 at ESPN, really well thought of in the film and entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. And he is born and raised in Kansas City.
Oh.
So he, for a long time, had been kind of talking to President Mark Donovan about what it would look like to do something on the history of the Chiefs. And, you know, after they won their second consecutive Super Bowl, it just felt like the right time. You know, anytime you can embed with a team as they're pursuing history, win or lose, it's a fascinating moment in time to capture. And so, you know, he came back to Mark and he was like, "We let us do it now. Now's the time." And, you know, after that, I got involved. I'm a coach's kid. My dad was a college basketball coach at Villanova and a few other D1 programs. And so it just was a good fit. I think they thought that maybe a coach's kid might be able to get Coach Reed to kind of put some of his walls down and kind of, you know, let us in. And I felt like that ended up being the case.
No, that's 100% the case. And a little behind the scenes, I've watched the first two episodes already. And I'm going to ruin it for people just now because you said something that I have to follow up on. You had Andy Reid in tears and emotional in the second episode of this. That's a side of Andy Reid I don't think any of us have really seen, where you had him pausing. He was, you know, verklempt, for a better word. And I'm like, oh my God, I've never, ever, ever seen this side of Andy before. And it got me crying. I cried I had to pause the thing yesterday because I was crying so much watching that.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's my job as a director to try to earn the trust of people and you know, allow them to feel comfortable enough to let their guard down. And I just feel like with Coach Reed, we just kind of hit it off from the very beginning, from our first interview. And, you know, I love his wife, Tammy. I have so much respect for them. And again, he was the coach in Philadelphia when my dad was at Villanova. So they overlapped a little bit in Philly. And I just think that, you know, having the perspective of a coach's kid, being on the other side of the media, I do think it helped me. But again, trust was built over the course of 8 months. And, you know, the interview that you mentioned about, you know, coach getting emotional, that took place in Dana Point after the season, mm-hmm. When he invited me and my film crew out there, which was such an honor. I don't think he's ever allowed cameras in the beach house. So, yeah, I hope people see a different side of Coach. I mean, he's an incredible person. I hope you walk away understanding him maybe in a little bit more of a deeper way as opposed to kind of maybe what you walk in thinking and knowing about him.
Talking with Kristen Lapis of the Chiefs Kingdom, the director of that, you're no stranger to successful sports docs with winning two Emmys for the Blackfeet Boxing, Not Invisible, and A Mountain to Climb. What makes this one maybe a little bit more special than those two? I know that they come with trophies, but might have another one on that shelf as well, Kristen.
You know, it's a once in a career opportunity to embed with a team as they're pursuing history. I mean, that just doesn't happen very often in sports. And so win or lose, being with, you know, one of the greatest athletes, definitely of our generation, maybe of all time, in Patrick Mahomes, and getting to be with him the day before the Super Bowl, which we were in episode 6, when he's getting his hair cut and he's being really honest about, you know, the pressure that he feels and how people keep hitting him up for different things and it's really overwhelming to him when he's trying to focus on the game. Like, that is perspective that I feel like you just don't get from superstar athletes like that. So this was definitely probably the highlight of my career up to this point. You know, high profile guys, but also allowing fans and audiences to see them in a new way.
You know, Kristen, Chiefs fans are going to love this, and everybody who's in Kansas City is going to love this. How do you sell this to Buffalo fans or Cincinnati fans or Raider fans?
Yeah, I mean, I think that fans of good stories are going to want to watch this. You know what I mean? Like, I devour documentaries. I'm not a soccer person, but I watch David Beckham, right? Because it's a great story about excellence. And I do think that, you know, we show in the doc that, like, the Chiefs have the utmost respect for Buffalo and for Josh Allen and for, you know, the Ravens and for their longtime rivals, the Raiders. All of those teams appear in this series. And so I do think there's a little bit of something for everyone. And I also think if you love football and you love kind of taking in the history, you know, learning more about Lamar Hunt, who is essentially the architect of the modern day NFL, I think is fascinating. And I don't think a lot of people know that story.
Right.
So again, I think like the real heart and soul of this series and what makes it kind of magical for me is the off the field narratives and the personal storylines of the guys away from the football field. And again, I think that that resonates with any fan from any team.
Yeah, Bob had just mentioned, Kristen, like what's something that Bills, Ravens, and Cincy fans can have? What's something that maybe Chiefs fans will take away from this that maybe they never even knew about, or maybe something they're learning for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that was a highlight for me was taking Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, and Coach Reed down into the underground
world.
That
was awesome.
Yeah. That's called the Metropolis. So
and to see Bob Moore, you found Bob Moore, too. I know he's been living in that cave for the last 15 years, but my God, you found Bob Moore. Thank God.
In the tweed jacket with the white gloves on.
Perfect. It was a perfect Bob Moore representation.
Could not have cast the historian of the Chiefs better than Bob Moore. But it was really interesting. So no Chiefs player or coach had ever been brought down into the underground to see and take in the Chiefs archive. And so we thought it would be a really fun thing to take those guys down there and actually document in real time their experience and their reaction. And for guys like Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, who people say, oh, we're so oversaturated with them, they're always in the media. But to get those guys in a real organic moment where they're reacting like little kids to artifacts that have been down in these caves for generations, I just think you see a very just unscripted and fun version of those guys that you don't normally get to see. So I think, you know, the caves was a really cool thing. Bob Moore, also the historian for the Chiefs, has curated boxes for every single Chiefs player who has ever gone through the organization. They have a box with artifacts from their career.
Isn't that crazy?
And he surprised the four guys and gave them their boxes. And so you get Travis Kelce pulling things out of his box that he hadn't seen in years and kind of reliving those memories. So that was a really cool thing.
Oh, I can't wait for that episode.
That's awesome. That's great.
Fantastic. I mean, if the last four are anything like the first two, you guys have really done an unbelievable job with this. I know I'm biased. I'm a huge Chiefs fan. We all love it here in Kansas City. But, I mean, when you can move a 48-year-old man to tears to stop a movie at 1 o'clock in the afternoon about football, you've done your job, Kristen. It so far has been nothing short of brilliant.
Well, you never know how people are going to react. And, you know, day of a premiere, it's pretty anxiety-inducing for the entire team. I mean, we had 60 people behind the scenes working tirelessly on the series for 9 months. So we're all eager and anxious to have it out in the world. And we hope everybody likes it as much as you did.
No doubt. Kristen, we appreciate the time. And before we let you go, where can we find this? How can we watch it? And also, is Taylor Swift in the documentary?
Okay. I'll start with the easy questions. It's going to be August 14th, tomorrow, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern time on ESPN, but it's also available to stream on ESPN Plus and on Disney Plus, which is super exciting. So global audience with Disney Plus, which we hope, you know, the Chiefs Kingdom in Mexico and Germany and all the places that, you know, love the Chiefs will be able to watch it as well. And Taylor does make an appearance in the documentary. I don't want to spoil anything, but episode 3 for all the Swifties.
That's next.
All right. Kristen, we appreciate the time. Thanks for doing all the hard work there for this documentary. We can't wait to watch it.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Kristen Lapis there, the director of Chiefs Kingdom on ESPN. First two episodes come out Thursday, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock our time. And then, like she said, the rest will be available on ESPN Plus and Disney Plus. Episode 3, Swifties. Episode 3.
So that's today, episode 3.
Just New Heights, everything's
now,
there.
There's a lot of Taylor Swift to get through today, man. You're right, the New Heights episode, the Chiefs Concerns podcast with Binkley. You know, they changed their screen to orange. He sent it to me, which is outstanding, well
lean
played.
Into it.
Gotta lean into awesome. It. It's wonderful. I love every minute of it. And then this Chiefs Kingdom, and I know we're going to talk about it on Friday after everybody gets the opportunity to watch the first couple of episodes, you know, of this thing. And we don't... Mac and I kind of talked a little bit about it yesterday. Like, we don't want to play spoiler on this. And as good as it is, and as much as I want to talk about everything that I've watched so far in this documentary, I want you guys to enjoy it as much as I did. So I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, this was a great part or that was a great part.
Yep.
And I feel bad about the Andy Reid and letting that cat out of the bag, but she led me down that road, and that's good job out of them to get a side of Andy Reid that we've never seen before.
Seriously. No, it was incredible. Had me in tears. It was amazing. Yeah. Can't wait to watch more.
I'm excited to see the Caves episode.
Episode 1.
Yep. Start right there.
Yeah. And it's just like, hey, by the way, here's 2014. Travis, here's your rookie.
That part I haven't seen yet. So the part that I've seen, they just kind of take him in there and start showing some artifacts and whatnot. And for those who have known Bob Moore over the years as the head of PR for the Chiefs and whatnot, like, you can't pick a better historian. This guy knows everything about the Chiefs. And like, anytime I have a question to this day, I'll call Bob. You remember this guy or that guy? And he'll give you a whole entire rundown of everything. And if he has a legit artifact box for every single person that played in this organization, what does Bringing Stools artifact box look like? What do you think's in Kadarius Toney's artifact box?
Sky Moore's got a Super Bowl winning or a Super Bowl catch caught ball.
Yeah.
At least that's there.
Tony has that too.
Tony does have.
And the longest punt return ever.
Yeah, that's true. And so there are artifacts. Like, who would have the worst artifact box of this recent generation? Like,
Revis. Baldwin.
Oh, Baldwin.
He's probably got a Band-Aid for the eye that he got cut open by Thomas Jones.
Revis, what does he have?
A face mask that a football went off of.
Went off of. Yeah.
To Mariota for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Forward progress on the play. It's not a sack.
Oh. Imagine it. DJ's probably got a huge collection of stuff in there, man. How cool would that be, though, as the player to get all this stuff?
It's
like,
crazy.
She teased it pretty good. Like, I'm excited to watch that episode and see Travis going, oh, my God, I can't believe about this or believe about that. And let them kind of relive their careers. That's fun, too.
So shout out to Kristen Lapis there for the inside information of the documentary that comes out. I always, in the show, you know, do nice things for somebody. You never know. Change their day, week, month, or year. Simply cool to care. Last day at Chiefs camp, right? There's video, and you guys, well, Mac, you know this, how sought after a PS5 is.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Like, very expensive.
Yep.
Kids saving up all their allowance money just to go buy a PS5. Got a buddy turning 9 this week. His son's turning 9 this weekend. That's his number one gift. He wants a PS5.
PS5.
How much are they?
Like $599.
Oh, my God.
It's absurd.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
Xavier Worthy walks down the hill for the last day of camp with a PS5 in his hand and gave it to a kid.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, so man. Cool.
Did they get the controllers too?
I'm sure they got everything, man.
Controllers, wires.
Like the rest of your day made, dude.
The rest of your life. Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's to me, that's one of the coolest things. Like, we saw the video yesterday of Bobby Witt Jr. signing autographs and getting autographs with the kids in in the press box area. Great video if you haven't seen it. Harold Kuntz, I believe, tweeted out as well. And Major League Baseball as well. But Xavier Worthy walking down that hill and presenting a kid with a PS5, that kid probably looked at his parents and just said, get me the hell out of here. We're going to go game. There's video servicing of that.
That's awesome.
Xavier Worthy just, here you go, man. I'm done with camp. I'll just go buy another one.
Yeah,
or I already have one. But, I mean, how cool would that be, man? Like, we talk about how Tom Bali handed out Snickers. We talk about, you know, people coming over, taking pictures and selfies. And, you know, we get the last walk down the hill. Is it the last time Travis Elsie walks down the hill? And
are we seeing that on X, formerly Twitter, today?
Oh, yeah. And I just thought that video was cool to see Xavier Worthy doing that for some young fan.
It would be cool if Travis walked down and goes, this is the last time for the year.
For this year. Under his breath.
Yeah.
Somebody says, how emotional would it be if they opened up Derek Thomas's box?
Oh, yeah. What would? Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow, Mac, we can play. What's in the box? What's in the box?
So somebody asked, so her documentary is different than the Chiefs Kingdom series every year. Yes, that is the franchise. This is via ESPN.
It's the Kingdom.
Yeah. I was 8 years old when I found out the creator of 30 for 30 is a Kansas City native.
I was too. I had no idea. How do we not know that?
That's
I mean,
crazy.
This has been going on for a generation, and that's the first time that I've heard that guy is from Kansas City who created 30 for 30. And you have first heard that, Mac. So it's not like I didn't do my job here, right? Like, How do we not know that? Yeah, why hasn't that guy been a regular guest of the show for the last 20 years? You know, talking about all these great documentaries.
Some wonderful text coming in from the text line of what's in possible ex-Chiefs players' box. Does Kelvin Benjamin's box have a Popeye's biscuit?
Kelvin Benjamin ate his way out of the NFL. He went from a wide receiver to a tight end. Not because he switched positions, because he got fat.
That's what was it, Booger McFarlane? He's a Popeye's biscuit for being a tight end.
Yeah, yeah, Booger's great, man.
Kendrick Lewis's box has a voodoo doll with Bob.
Oh, yeah. Hated that guy. Ken Lewis. Still waiting for that jackass. After the Colt playoff game where they blew the 28-point lead, Kendrick Lewis was obviously a slappy in that game. You know, he stunk. And so I wanted to talk to him, and Brad G said, yeah, I'll go get him. Still waiting, Brad. 11 years later.
From the 913 Stanford routes box has to be empty.
Yeah. The only player that's ever growled at me in my career.
From the 816, D Ford just has a yellow flag.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
See, D Ford, this is what they threw when you were lined up off sides.
So, yeah, that'll be a fun documentary. I'll dive into that later on tonight before I start watching the New Heights podcast at 6. Because if you don't watch it tonight, it's like missing a year in the NFL. Everyone and probably a lot of people are either going to watch it or listen to it. And I know there will be people in the text line that say, I won't watch it. Okay, that's fine. You can watch Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Well, that's on a marathon on Fridays. But
yeah. It was on yesterday, too. Like, it's on all the time.
All the time.
They got nothing. They just throw that up there.
Greatest show on television.
I've seen all the episodes. Like, they got to get some new programming on the Food Network. Just going to be honest with you, man. It's like getting like MTV where there's no food anymore.
Barbecue Brawl on Sunday. Guys Grocery Games, Beat Bobby Flay, Chopped is still rolling.
See, I like the cooking shows. I like when the chef's just on the screen cooking. I don't need the game shows. That's not for me, right? I want the cooking shows.
I get that.
Show me how to make this and do all that kind of stuff.
More boxes coming in. Dwayne Bowe has an audio clip of a horse neighing. Philip Gaines' box is empty. And Tyreek Hill has an unopened box of condoms in his box.
Dwayne Bowe, the horse. I don't get that one.
Probably supposed to be Barry.
Barry. I imagine. That's right. Barry was scared of the horse.
I imagine it's Barry, yeah. Just a typo over there.
Yeah.
Sammy Watkins has a flat earth book and a lizard mask. That's
good. I feel like Sammy Watkins and Tom DeLonge would be very good friends.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Aliens exist, man.
Traveling the earth, baby.
Hey, Mom.
The galaxy.
There's something in the back room.
Hey, Mom.
Hope it's not the creatures from above.
So you believe in lizards. Okay.
He's cool. The lizard. He's the lizard god.
Yeah. Yes.
No, but I am ready to watch this and like sit back and take away things that maybe I didn't know. The underground thing I didn't know existed until yesterday when you were talking about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested to see what their twist is with the Swift stuff. Because we know the obvious, like, oh, the fandom and all this stuff that brought everything together. Like, what is like the behind the scenes stuff? Like, I'm sure there'll be the exiting with her and Travis, and maybe before the cameras get cut off, now we'll get this. And then I'm interested to see what it is like in Andy's beach house. Like she said, no cameras have ever been there. And we're going to see Andy Reid.
You don't really see much of the house in the first couple of episodes.
Not necessarily the house, but him in his own element. This isn't him behind a podium. This isn't him behind his desk on a Zoom meeting.
Right.
This isn't him, you know, doing, you know, reports and media answering on the field or outside of St. Joe's. This is going to be him in his own element, comfortable, giving you raw
emotion.
Stories and emotion. Yeah. So I am excited about that because I thought when we had Andy on for Travis Kelce Day, it was perfect.
It was
and
great.
Look, I'm biased towards that interview because I thought it was great. And I'm excited to see how he is in this as well.
You'll be overwhelmed by it. Again, I'm only through the first two episodes, so that's all I can really speak on. And again, I don't want to give a lot away, but if you're a Chiefs fan and this isn't like you're not sitting down tomorrow night watching this documentary, I know it's late at night or whatever, and everybody's got you've got to make sure if you are a Chiefs fan, you are watching this because, as Dusty said, he's learning things he didn't know. A lot of this stuff, I was telling Mac in the parking lot yesterday when I took this job back in 2001, which, by the way, 30 years ago today, I left New Jersey for KU. So it was the greatest day of my wife's life. She didn't even know it.
oh my God.
And so I was talking to Mac in the parking lot yesterday as we were walking out of here, and we were talking about this documentary. He goes, yeah, I can't wait to watch this. You learned some stuff probably you didn't know. I said, when I took this job in April of 2001, one of the first things I did was go to training camp in that August, and I sat in the Super 8 motel and read the Chiefs media guide from cover to cover because I knew I wanted to know everything there was to know about this franchise. And then I had the benefit of Bob Moore. And I know we give Bob a lot of static and whatnot, you know, over the years because he's a PR guy. But that guy was kind of a mentor to me. And I've never told him that. But he kind of took me under his wings and made sure that I knew everything about the history of this organization and everything that was going on. And I think he saw that I was interested too. Not a lot of people are interested in history and the past and all that stuff, you know, that came before him. He kind of thought I was interested. So maybe he took a liking to that, but he was a big mentor for me in learning all about the history and stories of this organization. Cause I do think you have to know the history to understand where we are now in life and in sports. So you don't repeat it. They always say history is doomed to repeat itself if you don't know what happened. And so if you're young and you didn't experience life before Andy Reid, which a lot of us maybe have not, this is good for you as well to watch and understand how this organization came into fruition. It was literally the AFL created on a piece of paper on a flight.
You said 30 years ago you went to Kansas?
Yeah.
How about this news?
Where were you 30 years ago, Mac? That's what sucks. 30 years ago, I left for college. Mac, not even swimming yet.
I was getting off the bus to second grade. Kansas has received an unprecedented $300 million gift from donor David Booth, believed to be among the largest single gifts in the history of college athletics.
Wow.
KU officials tell Max Olson and Pete Thamel. That's who reported that story about 20 minutes ago. So $300 million.
So the other side of that stadium finished and ready to go.
Sounds awesome. Like Booth is going to get finished after all. So coming up, House of Jet. This is classic. We asked the question on the other side that goes with that topic here on 96.5 The Fan, 913-586-7965. We'll get you to your answers as well. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Text coming in about what could be in players' boxes. Scott Pioli has a candy wrapper.
Yes, very good.
That's pretty solid.
That's a good one. I hope it's the candy wrapper, too.
Somebody said Dante Hall's box has a PS2 controller in it. That's pretty solid.
That's really good.
And then somebody asked what brought Bob to KU all the way from New Jersey.
Sake. The drink sake. I've told the story a lot. I had a my sister growing up was a hell of a swimmer, best in the state, and we used to drive all over the country, Eastern Seaboard, really, to watch her swim and compete. We were at Brown University. It was snowing, and one of the girls on her team's father grew up in Topeka, Kansas, and went to KU. He was like 35 years old and retired at the time. So as a kid, that's a big deal. This guy's 35, and he's already retired, made millions on Wall Street, one of those type of things. And he was slamming sake, because that's what this man drank, Harlan Schlicker, for those of you who know him in Topeka, Kansas. And he looked at me, young man, what do you want to do with your life? I said, I'd like to be John Madden, go into journalism. He goes, well, why don't you go to Kansas? I said, I don't know where the hell that is. He said, well, just go out there to KU and look. And I did. I went. I flew out to KU, met with Tom Hedrick, the great professor over there, and really didn't go anywhere else. And that was that for me. And so it was a very easy decision to go to the University of Kansas. Not, I'm not some $300 million alum like we saw with Booth over there today. My God. It was best decision I ever made. Best decision my wife would say I ever made as well, as I told you. But that's what it was. He was drunk on sake, and we drove him home in the trunk of our car that night.
That is awesome. I'd never heard that. That's great.
I mean, the guy, I mean, obliterated.
Good, like, Kansas.
Yeah. Drove him to the racetrack one time at Monmouth Park. He passed out again in the trunk of the car on the way home. He didn't, like, it was an eccentric dude. But when you're in high school, that's cool.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds cool. Yeah, exactly.
Years later, you'd find out probably not so much. But if it wasn't for sake, I never would have, you know, ended up here 30 years ago.
This was a tweet that came out a few days ago. I guess, yeah, 2 days or 2 days ago. It says NFL teams used to put ads out during local preseason telecasts in the 80s and 90s to see if fans were willing to rent out their apartments or houses to players trying to make the club. You know, hey, you're new to the city. You don't have any residency.
Do we have that audio?
I didn't see it in the system.
Oh, there it is. I got
it. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, top of Festo.
Okay, sorry. Oh, yours doesn't play.
Mine doesn't play over the speaker.
Let me reload and it'll be... Okay, there it is.
Jets players are looking to rent apartments or houses this fall near their Hempstead Long Island practice site. Anyone who has an apartment or a house to rent should call Mary Grace at 516-560-8277 or fax the information to Mary Grace at 516-560-8277. 8198. Do you have an extra room, Joe?
You know I do, but it's not close enough to the practice facility. I think the commute would be a bit difficult.
It's about a three-hour flight, right?
Yeah. So you asked the question, if you could house a Chief,
yeah,
can't be Chris Jones, Mahomes, or Kelce.
Right, because that's too easy.
So I'm going to say that again and slower. It cannot be Jones, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce, or Patrick Mahomes that you want to house in for a Kansas City Chiefs player.
Dusty, let me say that slower because you're already predicting the text line is like Mahomes.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you could house any Chief on the roster, not 95, 87, or 15, who would it be, Mac?
Yeah, well, the answer shouldn't be Mahomes anyways, even if he was allowed, because then you're getting the kids and everything, too.
So that's true.
You're getting the whole fam. You're getting the whole fam. So I'm going to go Xavier Worthy or maybe George Karloftis.
Okay.
Maybe different reasons. Xavier Worthy, I know, likes to game a little bit, so maybe we could game, hang out, probably watch sports. And Karloftis just seems like he'd be, like, to himself, quiet, clean, good roommate.
Probably watch sports, he says.
Probably watch the sports, hang out. Yeah, watch a movie, play some games.
I can watch the sports with him.
Beat him in 2K. Yeah.
I like that. I'm good with that. I'm going with Trent McDuffie for me, and I'm going to charge him 10% of his future earnings. And then if he says no, Trey Smith, because I just have a good relationship with Trey and love him to death.
Great guy.
Yeah, I'd have him move in.
I would say the two options I would choose would be one, Jaden Hicks.
Yes.
He was super awesome.
So cool.
When we met him at camp, he seemed like a relatable guy. Was laughing at jokes off the microphone.
That's cool.
Was having a good time. Was really like a normal person.
Yeah, normal human.
Very human.
Also dabbed him up three times and nailed it all three times.
You did. You seemed very cool. Very hip.
Yeah. Thank you. And then
hey, I'm not you.
Oh. And then the other one would be Creed Humphrey. I just feel like Saturdays with Creed.
Yeah.
Barbecue, cold beer, bro-ing out.
Remember, this is training camp, though. He's, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, he's Creed Humphrey. He could hammer eight, you know, Miller Lights or eight Surfsides, get up the next morning, and on the hill down, he's going to sweat those out. So those two guys would be my picks. 913-586-7965, the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Who would be yours? Somebody brings up a good one. Gardner Minshew would be a fun guy to hang out with.
That's a great one. Great answer.
Trey Smith is another one that comes up. You have another one, Creed, 100%. Another one that says Creed. I just feel like he'd be just a laid-back guy. Leo Chenal's another good one that would be fun. You know, just see what kind of crazy he really is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be a good one. And then somebody says, Mac, you're out of your mind. It'd be Bringing Stool.
Oh, of course. Yeah, what am I doing?
That's not on there. I made that up.
But just think about where we were in the 80s or 90s. You got Marv Albert and Joe Namath doing a Jets preseason game begging for fans to house these guys.
Insane. You got an apartment. You got a house.
That's not that long ago. Okay.
Yeah.
It's my lifetime. That's where the NFL was. That's why if you're baseball and you go on a work stoppage, you saw what happened in 94. You lost your hold, right? Lost your hold. NFL took over. That's obviously pre-1994, I think. But, I mean, even in the 80s, late early 90s, hey, if anybody wants to house any of these people, we're looking for places for these guys to live.
This comes from people following Chiefs camp. Interesting start to Chiefs 10-10-10 practice.
Oh, that's the quick one, right?
Yep, that's the one that gets in and out. Gardner Minshew worked with the first team, Patrick Mahomes with the second team. Wonder if a shift in strategy on game two playing time
probably
ahead.
Not just working with different people.
So that means no starters in game two.
Well, Fox 4 did report that this morning. Again,
Now we're seeing Gardner Minshew work with the one stay on the last practice at training camp before the game on Friday in Seattle. So maybe we don't have to stay up as late as we might think we have to on Friday night at 9:00.
Oh, if Gardner Minshew rolls in there.
Yeah, see him. So Mahomes lied to us on Up and Adams then? He said, yeah, I'll see you guys more.
No, they're going to play. I mean, you sometimes I think it's good to work with, you know, people that you don't normally work with, because let's call it what it is. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, scream from the mountaintops. Mash unit with the wide receivers for the last couple of years, right? Let Patrick work with everybody, because you don't know which one of these guys may be playing on a Sunday.
Somebody says, as someone in their 20s, I think Worthy would be fun to hang out with. Dude has infectious energy, and I think that just always brings the vibes up. And then Xavier Worthy would be the person I would room with because then he would probably just give me his PS5.
Yes, that's a great one.
Oh, that's a good reason. Great. That's funny.
He forgot it. He left it, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody says, go look at the New Heights and the little Taylor Swift teaser. We did. We played that earlier for you. We'll play it again. One of them has over 74 million views from yesterday. I have a feeling their episode tonight is going to break the internet. Yes, thank you. It for sure will.
The teaser has 74 million views?
That's one of them.
Absurd.
One of them.
No, one of them.
Yes, one of them has 74 million views.
Oh, God.
We're lucky to get 10,000.
I mean, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty good number, though. I mean,
no doubt.
For a local half-assed radio show that's a year old.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We'll take it.
I mean, no, we literally play grab ass, Dusty, for 4 hours a day. We get 10,000 people a day watching. Hey!
Let's steal a line from Bob Fesco. So?
Yeah. BBL stinky.
Numbers that matter, 500. That's what matters. And Matt Cotrero, the Royals manager, he will join us next on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.